Madam Speaker, I rise as well to support the objection, and I rise with a simple question. Can the chair honestly tell Americans that with pending Supreme Court legislation or pending Supreme Court case over legal observers not being allowed to observe and inspect signatures, that the laws and constitution of that state were not violated to change voting outcomes? Madam Speaker, I will wait for a response.
I'm sorry? Gentleman has 25 seconds remaining.
Madam Speaker, I will repeat my question. Can you honestly tell Americans that with pending Supreme Court case over legal observers not being able to observe and inspect signatures, that the laws and constitution of Arizona did not be violated to change voting outcomes? And I will wait for a response.
Okay. Gentleman's time has expired. For what purpose does the gentleman from Colorado seek recognition?
Madam Speaker, I rise in opposition to the objection.
All right, let's turn it down, Democrats.
Without objection, the gentleman is recognized.
Let's go back to split screen. Let's turn down their volume. Let's see if there's any conservatives on the Senate side. I have a feeling that there aren't. Let's listen in and see if there's any conservatives speaking on the Senate side. Let's turn up the volume. This is
Toomey.
He is the
senator
from Pennsylvania.
By rejecting electoral college votes from states whose processes they say they disapprove of, and thereby
nope,
having
nope, the
Congress.
Senate's completely caved. Nope, the Senate's not going to do the right thing. No, this is actually the ridiculous part of this. So the way the process is supposed to work is you're supposed to have the objection side get 1 hour and the other side get 1 hour. What you're seeing in the Senate is you're seeing that instead of giving people like Cruz and other senators who are objecting, they're giving the time to the rhino cowards. They're wasting the time. They're literally filibustering on the Senate side. I mean, that's what they do best on the Senate side. If you're not objecting, you should have to, your time speaking should have to be on the Democrat side. They are having people take up the time on the objection side of the argument. Like, the law doesn't say one party gets one, the other party gets another. It's supposed to be objections get an hour, their refutation side gets an hour. So we do have a caller. Now that we have Democrats and rhinos speaking in both chambers, we do have a caller that I want to get to. Let's go ahead and put the caller on the line, Mr. Producer. can you hear me? Is Monica still on the phone?
Yep, Monica is on the phone. Yes.
Thank you for waiting. To borrow a phrase from Trump when he won in 2016, sorry for waiting, complicated business.
No, I understand.
Producer said that you want to talk about how this makes you sick. What do you mean by that?
This makes me sick to my stomach, yes. I'm from Utah. I have a senator who does not speak the will of the majority of the people of Utah, Senator Romney. I've written him several letters, some from that you guys have produced, but some of my own. I told him that I want him to change his colors to reveal who he really is. He's a Democrat. He lied to the people of this state to get the seat as a senator here. He is sickening. And almost everybody I know cannot stand Senator Romney. And I want to see him go away. If I saw him or his wife, you know, we're the same religion, if I saw him at church, I would probably go off on the man. He is despicable. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you saw it. We do have a couple videos. While we have you on the phone, Ms. Producer, go ahead and play cut six. These are the chants that Romney had to deal with while he was on the plane yesterday, flying from Utah to Washington, D.C. So, Mr. Producer, can you play that cut six?
Traitor! 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 Traitor!
So, first of all, you're absolutely right, Monica, that not only would you give him the business, apparently everyone on the plane was also giving him the business. What a horrible, I mean, if I was him, I would fire my assistant for booking me on the same flight of the Patriots going to D.C. to stop the steal. There's another video
absolutely.
That maybe we'll play later if we have time of someone accosting him in the airport. Every time I see him interacting with constituents, everyone seems to hate him. So why did he win by such a big margin?
Because he lied. That's how he won. He told everyone here he was a Republican, that he stood for the same values that the people of this state do, and he does not. He completely and entirely lied out of both sides of his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he
I have
he's
a couple of other comments that I'd like to share, if you don't mind. When the courts can just deny true evidence out there, it makes me wonder, how do they expect any court of law in the United States of America to be able to be a valid court of law? You can't just pick and choose what evidence you choose to look at. Evidence is evidence. It is real. We have people with signed affidavits. We have video cameras of people who are swearing and showing that things did occur, and all of these Democratic people are saying there is no evidence. I don't understand that. Yeah. Number two, I live 3 miles from the Arizona border, and I have a lot of friends. I used to live in Arizona, in Flagstaff. I have a lot of friends whose votes are still not counted in Coconino County. They live in a town just over the border from me, and their votes on the websites are still pending. They're not counted. And that's not even Maricopa County. That's Coconino County.
Yeah.
So, you know, people in America want to know that their voice is heard. People in America want to know that the small guy, the little guy in southern Utah or northern Arizona, has a voice in this election. You know, I am proud of my country. I love America. I would die for America. If I could be in Washington today, I would be there. I'm grateful for those who are. But my point is I kind of almost feel like it doesn't really matter anymore where I live. It doesn't matter if I'm in America or if I'm in, you know, some southern American city where people want to flee to. I don't want to feel that way. I want to be proud to be an American.
Yeah. Well, I talked to my dad. My dad was talking about maybe moving out of the country. It's sad when, and this is something that I've repeated on the podcast many times over the last week. We've presented evidence. We've presented the reporting. Nothing we've claimed has been made up as people allege against us, right? There are plenty of people who look at the evidence and come up with the conclusion that that there's funny business. And to hear people on the left and now hear senators, Republican senators rising up and saying that it's all conspiracy theories, to hear them just try and discount anyone who steps forward as being crazy, it's insane. I mean, the Republican Party is going to cease to exist after today. They might still exist on paper. They might not realize it yet, but the Republican Party is done. How can you turn your back on every single conservative that you rely on to win? And we saw that in Georgia, right?
Exactly.
We saw Republicans stay home. When's the Republican Party going to wise up? Or do they truly think that being invited to the cocktail parties is more important than actual conservative governance? Because there's a lot of people who are refusing to object because they don't want to make enemies. They want to still get the invitations to the parties. They'd rather stab
Which
Americans in the back.
Which brings me to a point of how many backroom deals are there and how deep does it really go? Because this whole year of election has really revealed, I had no idea that it was this bad, this deep, and I'm sure that's exactly what's going on. How does Georgia get to decide not to show their ballots? Why do they get to just decide not to? Why aren't they forced to show their ballots? And if they did show their ballots, why are they afraid to? There must be fraud there. Because I know that when I'm telling the truth, I want everyone to see my truth. I want everyone to confirm that what I'm saying is true and right.
Oh, I believe it. So we're going to let you go briefly, but thank you for your call because we're getting news in from DC. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Ms. Bruiser, I'm going to send this over to you. This is from someone else's stream on DLive. And make sure that we'll add a link to the description for the Austin Zone. He's streaming it alongside with that. Make sure the volume's turned down. And let's go ahead and put that as a side-by-side. The Patriots have now reached the doors of the Capitol. So they've busted through what appears to be a total of 5 different actual blockades, actual barricades. They are now at the Capitol. They're right up to the door. So the only thing blocking them from the inside is the door and then whatever is going on inside, which I imagine they're now fortifying that. I sent that over to you, Mr. Producer, even if it isn't even if it isn't pretty, just run it as a side-by-side with a screen, just a screen grab of that video as it's playing. It's a little weird because it's not a YouTube video, but I'm watching this right now. And I guess, actually, you know what, Mr. Producer? Go ahead and just put up my screen. Just go ahead and put up my screen. This is what's going on at the Capitol building right now. There won't be any volume on this. And again, this guy, make sure I want to give him the credit, Austin Zone on DLive. Make sure you go check him out. You can see right there, they have gotten to the door of the Capitol, and the only thing stopping them is the door. This is, if anyone thought that this was going to be easy, that Mike Pence was going to do the right thing and it was just going to be over, it's not. It's not. This is going to be very, very messy. And the more that they claim that there's nothing to see here, the more that they claim that anyone who presents evidence of fraud is making it up, the worse this is going to get. Because we hear this all the time from the left. We hear this all the time with the left. The left hated when Trump said the MS-13 members were gangs. It looks like they're getting through the door now. That's interesting. The left hated when Trump said MS-13 gang members were animals, right? He hated when Trump dehumanized criminals. Well, what does it say about Democrats dehumanizing anyone who's stepping forward and saying that, yes, fraud was occurring? Yes, the election results are not legitimate. To just brand them as conspiracy theorists, to brand them as loons, to brand them as crazy, that is a form of dehumanization as well. So yes, the more that they come forward, this is incredible. I mean, look at this. They've taken over the outside of the Capitol building. Will they get in? That's the question. Will they get in? I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting television to get in, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get through. It'll be interesting to see. So we can go ahead and take down my screen, Mr. Producer. We'll keep going back to that as necessary. Let's go ahead and look at the Senate side. I think we actually have someone on the Senate side doing the right thing and objecting. We'll just listen and confirm. Just want to make sure. I don't want to give any rhinos any time. Let's turn up the volume, Mr. Producer, and let's listen in.
Agenda, we got the volume. Effective action by Congress. End quote. I agree. The United States Constitution does not allow me to assign different electors to a state, nor should it. The United States Constitution does not give the option to the Vice President of the United States to just unilaterally decide which states are in and out, and it should not. Each state decides its electors through its people. But a small group of senators, including myself, have demanded that we not ignore the questions that millions of people are asking in our nation. So we have proposed a constitutional solution. Pause the count. Get more facts to the states before January the 20th. We proposed a 15-member commission, just like what was done after the failed election of 1876. We're encouraging people to spend 10 days going through all the issues so states can have one last opportunity to address any challenges. Then the states, as the Constitution directs, would make the final decision on their electors. I have some colleagues who have said that a 10-day commission is not enough time. So they have counter-proposed, just ignoring the lingering questions. We need to do something. My challenge today is not about the good people of Arizona.
And it will stand in recess until the call of the chair.
We'll pause.
Protesters are in the building.
Thank you.
It wasn't anything you said.
Protesters are in the building. Oh, they got in. Let's turn the volume. Oh, did they turn the volume down? Oh, they're running away. Oh my goodness. They just cut them off and they're running away. Look, Mr. Producer, go to my screen. This is, look at it. They are thousands deep. They are thousands deep, and they just evacuated the Senate and stood in recess because the protesters are in the building. They got in. I don't know if they got in from that. Oh, this DLive streamer is going to a different stream, I guess. I like that other stream. I wish I knew what YouTube video he was using. They got in. So the Senate is now standing in recess. I imagine that the House will shortly go into recess as well. This is incredible. This is incredible. Now, on the one hand, if you're one of those cops, you had one damn job. But on the other hand, for someone who wants to see justice done, then yeah, as long as no one gets hurt, get in there and make sure that your voice is heard. And yeah, obviously anyone doing that understands that if necessary, they're probably going to get arrested. But this just got a lot more interesting. This just got a lot more interesting. So they're still speaking on the House side. That's crazy. They haven't evacuated them. So I guess whoever got in on the Senate side. That's crazy. Ms. Bruiser, go ahead and put the side by side up with the Senate, even if it's just muted. Because there's definitely, it's good to see the chaos taking place there. They don't really, so they haven't completely evacuated. They've just gone into a recess. I don't know if they're allowed to go into a recess. I think the law says that once you take up the issue, you have to hear it out. I don't think they're allowed to recess in the middle of a challenge, but I mean, obviously if it's a security concern, they can do what they want. Ms. Bruiser, go ahead, put up my screen. They changed it. Never mind. Don't do that. They changed the stream. This has never happened before. This has never happened before. And now again, they are leaving. More people are leaving the Senate building. Ugh. It's incredible. Yeah. On the House side, they're still doing it. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. Now we can see what it looks like out front. Put my screen up. That's what it looks like out front. They are forcing their way in. Wow. Well, they're not LARPers. Anyone know what the acronym for LARPing is? LARP. LARP is a live action role playing. It's people who claim to be badasses but actually aren't. So these people aren't LARPers. They said they were going to storm the Capitol and they did it.
Max, so producer Josh now, here. If I could just come in, I don't think people realize the pivotal moment in history that this is. You know what I mean? I mean, when's the last time we've had people storming Congress and the House and everything? You know what I mean?
Oh, let's take this down. Let's go to the House side because the House is now evacuating too. Let's take this. Take down my screen. Let's make the House side full screen. They're literally running out. Turn up the volume. Turn up the volume, Mr. Producer. They're literally trying to figure out what's going on the House side. I guess they finally just figured out that protesters are in the building. You know what? Anyone who's there, make sure you get a camera on Jerry Nadler. I want to see that little penguin model.
The host will be in order. House will be in order.
They're gaveling into order. And now they're muting it so you don't hear the conversation. Yeah, people out front aren't leaving.
Members will take their seats. The House will be in order.
This is incredible. This is history. You're right, Josh. This is history being made. I mean,
we've never seen this. We've never seen this before. Am I wrong? I mean, we have literally people inside of the House and Senate who are being removed from their chairs. You know what I mean?
We can get order.
People out
resume.
Front doing real crazy stuff.
Oh, so the House side wants to resume if they can get order. I don't know how. I mean, they are. If you're to make the
they
analogy,
just cut the Senate feed. They just cut the Senate feed.
Oh, they cut the Senate feed. Yeah, they cut it. Jesus. Oh my goodness. I mean, what is the modern equivalent of tar and feathering? Is it what would the modern equivalent? Because I don't even know where you get tar. Would it be like Flex Seal and feathering?
K-Rose,
I mean, that's the closest thing.
Feathers?
Yeah, Flex Seal. I would go Flex Seal. Flex Seal.
It's so permanent. I like your style.
Yeah, it's very permanent. They cut the feed just to make sure we're not making this up. Ms. Brewster, put up. Oh, the Senate feed is back now, but they did a different camera. They're now doing a side camera. They cut it briefly, and now they're turned it back on.
Without objection, the chair declares the House in recess pursuant to Clause 12B of Rule 1.
So they're using Clause 12B of Rule 1. I don't know what that is. I imagine that has something to do with
the House is gone.
The Visigoths are at the gate, and they're about to tar and feather all of us. So I imagine that's what Clause 12B of House Rule 1 is. If we're all about to be tarred and feathered and murdered for being traitors to the Constitution, we should all run away. Oh, man. In the Senate side, they're still just hanging out. I mean, listen, guys, you just used 10 whole minutes of the objection side of the argument talking about how you don't object. Those are the guys who should be moving right now. Those are the guys who should not be standing still. The guys, the Republicans, who just took time out of the objection side of the debate and said that you're all crazies. Those are the people who should be getting into the secret tunnels underneath the Capitol and running away.
Well, Max, everybody's watching this outside. This is an unknown thing. I mean, there are people at the doors who have been watching this who realize what you've just said, that they are not objecting to the objections. And now you see what Americans do when they feel like that their Constitution is being trampled on. They physically go there and they make their voice heard. And let's just hope that everyone stays as safe as possible. But this is America.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the Senate stands in recess. They're running away too. Oh, run away, cowards, run away. And of course, we are not advocating any violence at all. This is not a call to violence. I am just relishing in the fact that these cowards stood up there and took time out of the objection side of the debate. And now they have to flee because the Visigoths are at the gate and they're storming the gates, and their little the Roman Senate's about to fall. Oh my goodness. Everyone's putting up their phones. Listen, if you're going to do it, go in. Obviously that's easier said than done. This is, if you told me this was what was going to happen, I mean, we were going to go for 3 hours and cover at least one state's debate. But how do you, I don't think we could possibly stop streaming now. Everyone, let's do a little promotional time right now. Everyone hit that share button. Everyone make sure you like and follow our page. Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. oh my goodness. This is incredible. If you like the podcast, this podcast is probably going to go up as three different audio. We'll break it down in hours and it'll go live. It'll go up as audio podcast. So make sure you subscribe to the audio version of the podcast. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Podbean. We'll keep covering this as we see it. I mean, this is insanity. I mean, it's a good insanity. It's the kind of insanity that gets your blood pumping. But I want to know how they got in, because that door looks closed. That door looks closed. I wonder if anyone has a battering ram. Are we allowed to say that? That we hope someone has a battering ram? Oh my!
I'm going to allow that one as your producer. I think that one's fine. I don't think we'll get fact checked on that one. Maybe unless
you can't
referencing...
get fact checked. You can't get fact checked.
Were you calling Nancy Pelosi a battering ram? Because that might be something that you couldn't say. That's something you couldn't say.
Anyone, if you're eager enough, anyone can be a battering ram, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about in the pejorative, that old battering ram. You know what I mean? Back in the 1950s ish. I'm just saying. Let's just not call her that.
People asking how many people are there. The media tried to say it was going to be hundreds. Then the media tried to say 30,000. There's well over 100,000. I would probably say hundreds of thousands of people if you've looked at the videos. There's a lot of people there and all around D.C. You know what, Mr. Producer? This is what I want you to do. I want you to call up Joe. Joe's on the ground. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe Joe's actually in the Capitol. Maybe he's one of the guys that got in.
Quickly, one of our Keith, who is one of our regular contributors on the show, said that he had a little birdie tell him that they had to move Mike Pence because since he's still vice president, anytime that somebody could storm, you have to protect the vice president of the United States. So now we're looking at
Though Trump's probably in this crowd. I mean, this is the crazy part of all of this. Trump gave a speech, ginned all these people up. They marched to the Capitol building and they just had to evacuate the vice president because he's such a spineless coward. I mean, that's incredible. that these are the president's people, and they just out of fear for the vice president's safety had to remove him. But yeah, Mr. Producer, I want you to call up Joe, see if you can get him on the phone, and if you can, have him call in, because I want to know what's
going
on. I'm
calling him
now,
and my guess is that he's caught up in some sort of crowd because it's just continuing to ring. I don't even think he's hearing it.
Well, this
if we know Joe, he's probably in the middle of this group that we're looking at right here.
Yeah, probably. Ooh, look, someone brought an iPad. everyone's holding up their phones. He's holding up his iPad. Carl in the comment section says, "Not so dejected now." No, this is good television. Oh no, we lost it. Okay, take it down. He's I guess he's gonna disclose TV. So this is, we're seeing inside the building. What the? So we're this is incredible. So there's people now streaming. Yeah, they're in. Protesters, let me, Mr. Bruiser, I'm going to send you this video and let's go full screen on it from Twitter. Video of them actually storming the Capitol building. We have pictures. They got in through a side entrance. Multiple entry points have been breached. Mr. Producer, did you get that email, Facebook message
working
I just sent
working
you?
Working it.
Okay. So they've gotten through. I'm watching some of the different videos online. They've gotten through a couple different ways. They got through a couple of the side entrances. Anyone who's ever been to the Capitol, this is the main, one of the front doors, but there's lots of doors, and they breached another area. And we actually have that. We have pictures of them, video of them coming in. So, Mr. Producer, if you have that, let's just go full screen. Turn up the volume. So here we have it. So that's incredible. So they got in, and you I'm sending this other video over to you, Mr. Producer. Actually, you know what? I'll just put it up on my screen. That's easier. So here we go on my screen. This is how they got in. They got in through a side door. Oh, how nice of them to put a nice little wheelchair ramp. That's how at least some of them got in. They got in through the side.
They're inclusive to all Americans, Max. That's why they have the
wheelchair ramp.
Inclusive to all.
If you notice, there's no stairs, so it is a ramp itself. They put a ramp on top of a ramp. Anyone else noticing that? Those aren't stairs, that's a ramp. They erected a ramp on top of a ramp. No one else thinking that's weird?
Government.
Maybe? Take down the screen. So they're in. They got in. How many got in? I don't know. They're in. They're in Statuary Hall. They're literally there. Turn up the volume on that. They're literally just there. No, Statuary Hall. Anyone who's been to the Capitol. They're just walking. So that area, we just watched them. We just watched the Senate on that walk from. So it's the House side on the left. You go to the Senate side on the right. And then in the middle, you have Statuary Hall. That's where Nancy Pelosi fought to take down the Confederate statues. So that's the area. And there's just people. There's just protesters just waltzing through. You saw that cop run away. Is the House back in session? Did the House go back into session?
That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, they did. So the House got,
yeah.
So the House got back into session, but they're in the building. So this is weird. The cops are running around. See that cop right there on the left? The cops don't know what to do.
He's just trying to keep the peace. I mean, you can tell that there's some genuine panic going on inside this building right now.
Wow. Listen, this is history, folks. Hit that share button if you haven't already. And then the statuary feed just went down again.
Yeah, the Senate is not. Yeah.
Oh, how is the House going? House is just going with it. This is let's listen in a little bit of the House. Let's turn up the volume there and listen in to Paul Gosar. He's a representative from Arizona. They're still objecting to Arizona. They haven't gotten through Arizona yet.
Contempt of subpoenas. There's too much evidence of fraud demonstrated by statistical anomalies that experts have determined cannot happen in the absence of fraud to accept such a slate. I'm not asking these electors never be counted. It's just that they need to be certified the proper way. Our beloved Constitution is but a mere piece of paper if we do not follow the law, upholding the law. But now, alas, we find ourselves lawless, destroying the very thread that binds us together. But we need to get back to the rule of law. That is what has been violated, truly, by the actions in these states.
The gentleman's time has expired. Without objection, the House is going to go back into recess.
Oh, they couldn't even do it. Okay, go take it off the screen. Oh, my goodness. So they said, okay, we're safe. We're going to make it. The Capitol Police are going to keep us safe. Don't worry. They got through one speech, and now they're back. They are back scrambling, running away. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All of the feeds are down. I've never seen this before. They're all down. Usually this is just a formality, right? Usually this is a formality. Yeah, they're... Let's make that go full screen. So one of the benefits of, I guess, wearing a mask, though that guy wasn't, is it's going to be harder to track these people down. But they're just in. They're in. I mean, at that point, they should be opening all the doors, right? That's what they should be doing. Instead of strolling through Statuary Hall, you should be opening the doors. Has no one done a coup before? Has no one tried to perform a coup? You get the people in, then you open all the doors. They're in. They are in. And the protesters are still pounding down the door out front. I mean, someone should tell those other protesters the door that's open so they can go there. We do have a caller. We have Vanessa, who can't believe what she's seeing. Vanessa, can you hear me?
I have it.
You're on. It's crazy, right?
Right. I just wanted to also say that how proud, because I'm a Colorado native. I found you guys through Joe and through just Eric Coomer and things like that. And I am so proud of Boebert right now.
Oh, yeah, she was great.
I can't say that enough and stress that enough. I hope everybody's okay, because that's, I mean, really, in the end, we just want to be heard, you know? And I wish I could be there, but I'm so proud right now to see people actually doing something.
Well, it's very, very good news. And while you're on, I'll go ahead and we'll put this up on the screen too. The rotunda doors have now been breached in Congress. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. You won't be able to hear the audio, but the rotunda doors, that's the doors right out front, they've been breached. And this is someone taking video from up above. And there's just people rushing in now. It's literally the rotunda doors have been breached. I think that's where the Speaker of the House's office is, in the rotunda. This is crazy.
Where Nancy is.
We'll probably never see this again. We've never seen this before, but all those people should be opening up all the doors. Listen, I don't want to give them ideas.
Right.
But they're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong.
Yeah, Max, I don't know what they expected to happen. I mean,
I don't know.
When you're not being heard, nobody's going to listen. Supreme Court won't listen. They keep telling us there's no evidence. We have thousands of, like, hundreds of affidavits. This is going to happen.
Apparently they're starting to gas the protesters. So again, everyone, it might be a good time to take down your thin blue line flag, because the police got that order to gas people, and apparently they're doing it. I like that one guy on the screen who made the walkway wider by moving the ropes. Quickly, before we let you go, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that they're going to be able to get this under control, or do you think it's just going to stop for the day?
I don't think it's going to stop for the day. I don't. I think, because what I'm seeing online is people found out that Pence says he doesn't have any power, which is not true, to kick the electors to, you know, the states, and they're not going to stand for it. You know, I don't see people stopping. Cruz was right when he said they need to stop and have a 10-day audit of everything. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you're right. Thank you so much for the call. I want to get to a couple of other videos and cover it, but thank you so much for calling in. Really do appreciate it. I want to put this up on the screen. Ms. Brewster, go ahead, show my screen. This is video from inside where protesters are now fighting with Secret Service and Capitol Police. They're literally fighting. Wow. This is incredible. I mean, you look at that. They're literally, and it's a looped video, and they're screaming, they're chanting USA. This is stunning. It really is stunning. Go ahead and take that down, Mr. Producer. Are any of the feeds still broadcasting? Or are they all down? C-SPAN's going to their expert in the field. Yeah, he looks like a trusting face. And then on the Senate side's just like, screw this. We're not even going to broadcast today. This is really unheard of. Mr. Producer, were we able to get Joe at all?
No, I have not. I've been texting him. I've called him, and I've not heard from him. So he is most likely standing next to a statue and chanting America or USA. I mean, I don't want to talk for the guy, but I could just assume the kind of things he might be doing out there. But no, nothing from it this time.
Okay. Did you give him the call-in number so he can call in?
Of course, Max. Plus, it's in his Rolodex. Right. I mean, you use a Rolodex still, right, on your phone? Anyway.
We got it. When Joe goes on these trips, we have to send someone with him reminding him to call in, because he gets sucked into the moment. And you need a
field producer out there with a camera and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's what we need, absolutely, for moments like this.
This is incredible. I want to read some of the comments. We have a troll. Someone's Max Fiddler saying, yay, gas them all. Okay, you are banned, Max Fiddler. Bye-bye. Thanks for reporting the troll. Do appreciate it. Lacey on the YouTube side saying, let's call Joe. We're trying to get him on the phone. I mean, this is complete chaos, and I'm sure that he's right in the middle of it, knowing him. I hope he's not the guys fighting the police. This is
I was
incredible.
Not indicating that he was doing that. I'm just saying he's probably there. Joe does never condone violence.
No,
we never do here.
It's always purely hypothetical. It's always hypothetical violence. I hope he's safe. I hope that the reason he can't call in is not because he's unsafe. We're hearing news that they're now trying to implement a curfew in D.C. where they're not going to they're basically ordering everyone off the streets. We've reached the point where this no longer qualifies definitionally as a peaceful assembly. This no longer qualifies as a peaceful protest for redress of grievances. Listen, that doesn't necessarily mean it isn't justified. It's just saying that all of the laws in place to stop things like this, they're now going to start enforcing them. They're spraying pepper spray on them. I'm seeing reports of pepper spray, gas. And remember that the left went crazy over gassing liberals. Remember when they gassed the leftist? I don't hear any crocodile tears from the left over these people getting gassed. I don't hear them saying it was inhumane.
Because if they go back to our previous episodes, we've laid the groundwork for how the left doesn't send the gas and all that towards the people on their side. We're protesting. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. And now, as soon as red-blooded Americans show up who will want to make sure that their voice is heard, I mean, they unleash all of the tools necessary, right? So the hypocrisy in that is just, it's gross. I mean, it's disgusting, for lack of a better word. And on the show, I mean, you and Joe have spent months, weeks talking, you know, the groundwork was laid by organizations like us and others showing that there was just so much frustration and that this election, you know, feels fraudulent. You know, we can't make claims, yeah. I guess, on Facebook, but it just feels like that so many voices were snuffed out in the political arena that day. Not that I'm saying that they're gone, but, you know, that just nobody yeah. has a voice anymore. And when you don't have a voice, the next step is the fist, I guess.
When you feel like you have no voice, don't act surprised when people turn to violence. Put up my screen, Mr. Producer. I just found this image. This is right. This was taken right as they busted through the last line of defense. And there are people there who literally have bled for this country today, and probably more who will still bleed for the country. I just saw this. I looked at it. I was like, whoa, that's a photograph. But you can see there the police standing with the riot shields. And whoever went up against them at that moment got bloodied. So obviously we hope that no one dies, no one gets seriously hurt. But at the same time, you're right, Josh. It's there's only so many times that people can be called loonies, called conspiracy theorists, called radicals. Only so much you can ignore people like this before, it boils over and people start to get angry. This is incredible. This really is incredible. And yeah, Pence was rushed out. I'm trying to get more videos of this. It's just, oh my goodness. Are any of the feeds live? Nope, they're all down. All of our feeds. We did so much prep for feeds. Let's see if we can go live on one of these. We do have a caller. We have Neil on the line. Neil, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Max. How are you doing?
What do you think of all this?
Dude, it's funny. I was playing through stuff in my head the last several days of trying to, you know, what's going to happen, you know, what's Pence going to do, who has what kind of... This didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
Didn't even cross my mind that people were just going to make it right into the building.
And Ms. Producer, go ahead, put up my screen. They have now opened the doors. Put up my screen. Those doors that we saw them pushing at, those doors are now open.
Yeah.
The whole group at the main door. I guess someone listened to my advice. Instead of just walking through the statuary hall, someone should go open the door. But now
pop the doors open. Good.
And they're trying
fantastic.
To push through.
So I don't even know what the constitutional guidelines are at this point to move forward. But there's no
the
going back from this
was
point.
Not made. The rule book was not made for this in any way, shape, or form. The way you look at people in there, they're not trying to tar and feather anyone. They're just like, it's just like they're tourists. Everyone I see, they're
right.
in there.
Yeah,
taking
no,
pictures,
I saw that clip before.
Selfies. I mean, this is the time to start doing patriot stuff, people. I appreciate the need to have a nice selfie for Instagram, but you're in there. Start doing patriot stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I don't
and
know.
I saw a tweet from Don Trump Jr. just a little bit ago that was commenting on the clip of the confrontation out front with, like, the SWAT people.
Yeah.
You were just highlighting a second ago with the blood on the ground. And, you know, this is not us and this and the other. And, like, you know, violence isn't necessarily the answer. But as long as people's days are continuing on business as usual, I'm not advocating violence either, but at some point this has to go from just us making phone calls to people's day to day getting interrupted, you know?
Yeah. This is,
I like to use the analogy here in Colorado. I don't think, Polis wakes up any morning and is like, oh man, I really hope I, don't run into a mob of people on my way into work today, but he should.
I hope I don't get tarred and feathered. And listen, it's no one wants violence, but it is healthy for people in positions of power to have at least a little bit of fear of the people they're supposed to be governing, right? If you do not fear your electorate, if it's purely just about economics to them, worrying about whether or not they're going to be reelected again, if it's purely just economics, then no, they're never going to do the right thing. I mean, there is healthy to have a tiny bit of fear. I mean, it's kind of like, I think also,
you know, the bottom line of all this is restoring law and order, you know what I mean? And it gets to the point where you see the elected officials not have any respect for law. And how long does that go on for until, you know, it's like, okay, well then if you're not worried about that, then you need to be worried about something else, to your point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the call, Neil. Yeah, man. We have other people trying to call. I'm really happy. We cut him off. Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I don't want to appear like I'm trying to cut people off, but there's so much going on. Mr. Producer, what are you hearing?
Keith Jones just sent me this wonderful little message. First off, Fox News put out a headline: "Bomb threat causes two brief Capitol building evacuations as D.C. protests erupt during electoral count." So well, here's Fox the thing. Is reporting if a there bomb
was,
threat.
If there was a bomb threat, here's the thing. If there was a bomb threat, why would the bombers storm the building? That's what doesn't make sense. You can't say it's a bomb threat and then say the people in the building planted the bomb. No, that are they suggesting that everyone storming the building right now are suicide bombers? Like, no. Right? Who in their right mind would plant a bomb and then race in?
So a congressional source told Fox News that the Cannon House office building and the Madison Library of Congress buildings were briefly evacuated because of a bomb threat after several suspicious packages were reportedly found in the area. At least that's the story they're going with.
So put up my screen while we're talking, because they've now busted through the main door that we've seen them for so long trying to bust through. They're now in. They're completely in.
What I find crazy is that we've seen so much of Antifa and all the left doing this, that we hadn't actually seen the right do it. And I think people get a real dose of reality as to how far, you know, people are willing to make sure that their rights under the Constitution remain theirs. And
yeah,
this is the start of a real protest. Everyone else was just practicing in the way I see it. This could last all week.
They're not going to be in there all week. They're not going to be able to hold the Capitol all week. I mean, that'd be
really
fun. But I
will
not
bet you
capital all week.
A friendly wager of lunch on this one.
There's not enough. There's not enough people. No one has a gas mask on. They're not going to be able to hold the Capitol building all week. It would be. I would love to see it. The interesting thing is that we see what Antifa does with I mean, how they have these kinds of protests, and the video feed did just freeze. They have these kinds of protests where they'll burn things, they'll ride in the streets, and it's over a video where the cop was clearly in the right. Like we just saw in Kenosha that the district attorney is not going to charge any of the cops involved in the shooting, which is, it's true. They tased someone. He then ran away and reached for a knife, and he got shot because of it. But the left is willing to riot over things that are just knowingly false, like the idea of innocent unarmed people being shot by police when it's known that he was reaching for a knife. It's obvious. With conservatives, all these people have day jobs, right? All of these people have a 9-to-5. There's no homeless people here, right? There's no professional students here. They all have go ahead and put up my screen, Mr. Producer. They all have 9-to-5s. So for them to get this aggravated, it's significant because, oh, yeah, they are now gassing in the building. You can see that on the top. You see that? Oh, whoa.
Wow, this is really big. So KDVR here in Colorado is another Fox affiliate, according to Keith Jones, has a live reporter inside the building. He's saying it's mostly peaceful Capitol breach. And to go back to what I was talking about before, they won't probably take it all week because the military will intervene. I mean, we're talking about the Capitol of the United States.
I like that. We're going to borrow it from CNN. This is a mostly peaceful storming of the Capitol building. I like that. This is mostly peaceful.
Thanks to good old Keith Jones. Keith, we appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So our call number 888-441-1121 if anyone wants to call in. This is incredible, which at the same time, you gin up people like this and you actually, and everything's true, right? The election's being stolen. Did anyone seriously think that they were going to just sit by and let Mike Pence release that statement, saying, "I do not believe I have the constitutional authority to intervene"? Did anyone really think that they were just going to be able to rubber stamp this thing and nothing bad was going to happen? So now we see people leaving. That's incredible. Why are they leaving?
The KDVR reporter just apparently, according to Keith Jones, said that they are gassing and that there's a lot of coughing going on. These people are they're gassing in the building. So I wouldn't want to hang out inside either, which
no.
I don't see them getting control of this today. Do you?
I think they'll get control of this today. I don't think they're going to be there through the night. This is
a lot of people took off time from work to go to this, just like you were saying. I mean, this is the heart of America that we're seeing right here. This is the taxpayer, the people that actually make the money for themselves and our country, who the people in Congress love just spent away on a bunch of other countries in those stimulus bills. So rightly, yeah. They're angry, aren't they? Rightly, they're angry.
I think that they are absolutely right to be angry. I don't like that they're leaving. I think that is, honestly, they're not here for, no one is there ready for a revolution, right? it's obvious for that. But listen, this has never happened in our country. I pray that we never are in a position where this has to happen again. But I mean, what do they think? They're just going to push all these people out and it's going to be back to business as normal? I mean, how do you possibly, and there are the cops in the middle of it ordering everyone out. How do you possibly just go back to saying that there's no fraud like they were? I mean, I don't know what I would do, but I understand the feeling of hopelessness here. And I've talked to a lot of people who truly feel like this is just being stolen. I mean, we've spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about the evidence of fraud, the irregularities that still to this date have not been explained. I mean, we started the show talking about Georgia. Let me go ahead and take off my screen, Mr. Producer. Just in case people forgot, Mr. Producer, put up image 4. This is the Georgia race yesterday. This is the Georgia race yesterday. They stopped counting in counties at 11 p.m., and right afterwards, there was a massive spike for Ossoff and Warnock, just enough to give them the lead. And then they rise up at the same rate as the Republicans, right? So if you look across it, every other part of this graph, the Republicans and the Democrat line graphs are basically following the same pattern until right between 11:02 and 11:31 or 11:11. Somewhere in there, it just was a complete jump up. Like how do you look at that and say that this is how this is just normal? And then you see your members of Congress saying that nothing to see here. It's unconstitutional to challenge it. I don't see how people could possibly expect anything less than what we just saw. It's incredible. It really is incredible to me. So do we have Jack on the line? Do we have another caller?
We
Jack?
Do.
Jack, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I can hear you.
What do you think about what's going on?
I think that it's a great idea, personally, to actually stand up for what we believe in as patriots, stand up for America. I think that we need to try to keep this as peaceful as possible. That way the left can't say that people are terrorists or anything like that, or that we're trying to overthrow them and do it the wrong way.
Yeah, well, that's why I was shocked when they said that these people were doing a bomb threat. When you do a bomb threat, the mob doesn't typically race into the building.
No, they don't. And if there actually was, if there was, then everything would be evacuated for blocks. You know. I mean, you basically take a big old circle and you put it around there and try to figure out how big your bomb blast is and keep everybody out of it. It's just absolutely insane what they're trying to actually say that is. The fake news media, I mean, it's actually incredible what they will come up with. But y'all are definitely the tip of the spear. Y'all tell the truth. I love watching y'all. I got my family involved in y'all and everybody I know. And
thank you.
We thank y'all.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Really, really do appreciate it. Mr. Producer, I'm going to put up my screen, and apparently ABC News is showing that the military is being deployed. So that's outside. Let me see if I can find the one of ABC News with the military. Apparently ABC is showing the military being deployed to it. Let me see if I can find a different stream for it. We've never seen this. We can keep that up. That's still, it's still video. You can keep it up. We've never seen anything like this before. We probably never will. And this should be, if we haven't struck a nerve with the GOP yet, if we haven't forced the GOP to realize that that there is no Republican Party if they don't find their backbone right now, this should be that last wake-up call. This is the last warning. Like, they, and we just covered it. Mitch McConnell got up and he did, in his little turtle voice, he says there's nothing wrong with the election. We saw other Republicans come up and say there's nothing wrong with the election. Oh, my wife is bringing me food. Thank you, wifey. We've seen multiple Republicans use the objection time to claim that there's nothing wrong with the election. How do you... Oh, now they're unveiling that big flag. I love that. I love that. I want them to unveil the big flag of Nancy Pelosi ripping up the Constitution. Let me see if I can find that one. That was from the... that was from the national, from the Washington Monument. They did that. This is, I don't know if we'll ever see this. I keep saying that. It's just, this feels crazy to watch. This is what I was just talking about a second ago. This is what they unveiled at the Washington Memorial, a gigantic flag of Nancy Pelosi ripping up the Constitution. They should have brought that there. That would have been better, in my opinion. But this is what they're doing. They've stormed the Capitol. Now, the difference between this and an actual legitimate revolution is that when they stormed the Bastille in France, they killed people, right? The difference here is that no one here is trying to kill Nancy Pelosi or kill Chuck Schumer. They're just so pissed off at how no matter what you say, no matter what evidence you present, it doesn't matter. No one cares. And yeah, when you finally get, for the third time in American history, you get an objection filed. The third time. Instead of actually allowing for the debate over the evidence of fraud, Mitch McConnell and his lackeys took up time saying that there was no fraud. I mean, I understand the feeling of just despair that people must feel like this is their only way out. You push someone into a corner. I mean, you push someone into a corner. Don't be surprised when they lash out, when you demean someone over and over and over again. Yeah, we do have the video. Mr. Brewster, put up my screen now. This is the military coming in now, bringing in the armored personnel carriers. We'll see what kind of force they use. It looks like everyone's out of, they're pushing people out of the Capitol, but they're still on the Capitol grounds. It's not surprising. It is not surprising that when you push people, when you demean them, when you tell them that they're idiots, that they're crazy, that they don't know what they're talking about, don't act surprised when this kind of stuff happens. I mean, we've been talking about this for months, that eventually this is going to boil over. This is, this is, I guess, that moment. Well, we're 3 hours in now. And we were planning to go live for 3 hours. We might come live again later if they restart this. But frankly, there's people with cameras on the ground and who are probably better suited to do this reporting than me having to piggyback off of other people's streams. So we're probably going to cut our 3 hour broadcast.
Before I let you go, Keith Jones has just sent another message saying that congressmen have been told to stay in their offices, lock doors, lock windows, and stay in place.
It's like a school shooting drill at schools.
Still
hide under the desks.
You had to give them the idea with the Bastille.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any guillotines yet, so they might be safe. But I have seen a lot of poles that could function as a petard. So we'll have to see. If you keep talking to Keith Jones, see if Keith Jones can get Joe Altman on the phone. Because it feels a little strange to have a man in the field who has not called in even once. So hopefully he's safe. Hopefully we can get him to call in. And we'll probably go live a little later. But for right now, we're probably gonna cut the stream now and regroup. I'm watching this all along with you guys. This is the first time I'm seeing all this. So I need to go kind of digest what's happening, and then we'll come back and we'll do another stream a little bit later. Also give producer Josh a chance to have a sandwich or something, because I can sense it telepathically that his blood sugar is getting dangerously low. So if you like the broadcast, he's coughing up a storm over there. He's got COVID blood sugar. If you like this is the first time we've ever done a 3-hour live stream. This has been much more breaking news, much more stream of consciousness than we probably would want a 3-hour live stream to be. But if you like a 3-hour format and you want us to shift towards it, let us know in the comment section, because that's something that we are actively considering. It just would require a lot of work to do 3 hours of the show as opposed to just the one. So let us know if you like the 3-hour format. I will be back live. Ms. Brewster, go ahead and put up my screen as I do the outro so you can see what's going on. This is just more scenes from the front of the Capitol building. We'll come live again once I digest everything, once we get some more clips that we can go to, once we can get in touch with Joe and have him call in and let us know what's going on. So we'll come live in a couple hours, maybe sooner, once we get a feel for what's actually happening, because I'm watching this all along with you guys. If you like the show, make sure that you subscribe to the show. Make sure that you like and follow our Facebook page. Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. We have the audio version of the podcast. This will probably get broken down to 3 different episodes, 3 different hour-long episodes. So make sure that you subscribe to the audio version of the podcast. You can do so on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or Podbean. All great places. Lots of links in the description. Make sure you check them all out. Again, that's going to be it for this edition, this elongated edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. We'll be back once we understand what's going on. But remember that what you're seeing here, obviously, the fight to take back the country isn't over. In fact, it's just starting. But the only way we win is if we all stand up and fight together.